The Bite Below by Jan Burchett and Sarah Vogler. Illustrated by John Stewart. Welcome to Micro World. Macro Marvel, billionaire inventor. Macro Marvel invented Micro World, a micro-sized theme park where you have to shrink to get in. A computer called Code controls Micro World and all the robots inside, mites and bites. A mite, a bite. Disaster strikes. Code goes wrong on opening day. Code wants to shrink the world. Macro Marvel is trapped inside the park. Enter Team X. Four micro agents. Max, Cat, Ant, and Tiger are sent to rescue Macro Marvel and defeat Code. Mini Marvel joins Team X. Mini Marvel, Macro's daughter. In the last book, hippos capsized Cat and Tiger's boat. Cat and Tiger swam to safety, but the crocobite chased them, shooting goo. The swoopies saved them just in time. Code key, 6 collected. You are in the Fiendish Falls zone.
Before you read. Sound checker. Say the sounds. O. 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 Sound spotter. Blend the sounds. Z. O. Though. B. O. O. Blow. Sh. A. D. O. Shadow. Sh. O. O. D. A. Shoulder. Tricky words. Friend. Thought. Into the zone. What do Team X and Minnie need to know about the crocobite?
The crocobite. It's time to find out about the bite, said Minnie. Good plan, said Ant. He looked at the gizmo over Minnie's shoulder. Crocobite. Hollow body. Sharp teeth. The crocobite floats low in the water. Attack. Throws out a long catcher. Shoots goo. Teeth grow longer. When it attacks, one blow of its tail will capsize a boat. Stop the bite. The crocobite follows boats like a shadow, though it likes to hide behind boulders too. Code key. You can stop the crocobite by getting the code key. It won't be easy. Just then, Max and Rex arrived in a boat. I'm so glad to see friends, thought Minnie. The croco bite is terrifying.
Now you have read The Croco Bite. Take a closer look. What is the croco bite like? Compare it to other bites that Team X and Minnie have met. Is it more frightening than the others? Thinking time. What do you think the authors meant when they said, "The croco bite follows boats like a shadow"? Why did the authors choose these words? Before you read, sound checker. Say the sounds. O, O, O. Sound spotter. Blend the sounds. Th, O, though. S, all, O, slow. B, O, t, boat. B, O, all, d, s, boulders. Tricky words. Thought. Friend. Into the zone. Can you remember where Cat and Tiger are?
A narrow escape. Max, Ant and Minnie thought about how to defeat the croco bite. Suddenly, they heard cries for help. "It sounds like Cat and Tiger," said Minnie. Ant leapt into Max's boat and they set off to save their friends. Max and Ant came to a low tunnel made from boulders and overgrown roots. "This will slow us down," said Max. The water in the tunnel was shallow. Although Max and Ant paddled hard, the boat got stuck. The cries from Cat and Tiger got louder. Ant used his shoulder to push the boat away from the side of the tunnel. Meanwhile, Max used his power mitts to paddle the boat free. They saw Cat and Tiger clinging to the creepers. The croco bite lurked below, its sharp teeth snapping. "Help!" Max had an idea, though. "We'll tow the bite away," he called. Max made a loop in the creeper and swung it over the bite's tail. The bite thrashed its tail, though, and dragged Max out of the boat. The croco bite towed Max away. Now Ant had three friends to rescue. The waves swept his boat under Cat and Tiger. "Jump in quickly," Ant called to his friends. "Max is in danger."
Now you have read A Narrow Escape. Take a closer look. Work with a partner and read pages 19 to 23 of the story again. How can you make it sound exciting? How can you use your voice to show how the characters are feeling? thinking time. How do you think Max was feeling when he tried to catch the bite? How do you think he felt when the bite started to tow him away? We've got to save Max!